What you're hearing is a sequence of people ringing changes on massive bells. It's not quite music, but it's not quite noise.
It's unusual and it's very different. It is not a carillon. It is not a series of bells playing a tune or melody. Instead, it's bells rung in a mathematical order.
That's Roland Pershon, a lifelong Wisconsin resident and serious aficionado of the practice of ringing changes.
The bells are what change ringers refer to as rounds. They start with the smallest bell and go down, so it goes da-da-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And that actually is the way you start change ringing in a tower, to get accustomed to the rhythm.
It takes a tower of at least 6 bells to ring changes. The largest towers have 16 bells. Ringers climb up the tower and stand in a circle. Each takes charge of one bell, pulling a rope to make it sound in sequence with split-second accuracy. And the sequence changes on every line. So this sounds more mathematical than musical just from the outside.
Absolutely, right. It's strictly mathematical, and yet it's referred to as musical laughter.
In change ringing, every bell rings on every line once and only once, and each line is slightly different than the line before it, and no line ever repeats. It takes serious concentration.
There's a joke. A cartoon in one of the ring magazines years ago showed the rector putting his head into the door of the ringing chamber, and the ringers are all standing there, and he says, "Now remember, it's ding before dong, except after clang." I was born on the 22nd of June in 1928 in the city of Milwaukee. As a kid, on a Saturday evening, all of the churches would ring their bells at 6 o'clock, and my dad served as... How fancy do you want to get? He was either the caretaker, he was the sexton, or he was a janitor at the church. And so we would go, while in high school, help him walk the block and a half to church and ring every Saturday evening at 6 o'clock.
The smallest bells weigh hundreds of pounds. The largest in the world weigh as much as an SUV. They're center-mounted on giant axles, which lets people spin them with a very slight pull on a rope. Ringing them takes timing and technique more than strength.
I've seen 11 and 12-year-old girls ringing in towers in London at St. George's in the East, where we see my first lessons, but I've seen 80-year-old men.
There are currently 45 towers in the U.S. capable of ringing changes, most of them at churches, and there's one in the works at the Anglican Seminary Neshota House, which would be the first here in Wisconsin.
I spoke to people who ring for the first time where they actually control the bell and ask them what it's like. And he said, "What an unusual experience. Just unusual to think that you on the end of a rope control thousands of pounds of metal swing over your head. And you did it. You controlled it."